Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. London police carried out more raids today in connection with their investigation into Saturday's attack that killed 7 people, wounded more than 50 others. Islamic State has claimed responsibility, and British Prime Minister Theresa May said 3 attackers used a van to strike down people on London Bridge. They proceeded then to Borough Market, where they attacked people with knives. All 3 attackers were killed by police. The Prime Minister said the Internet can no longer be a safe place for extremists, and she denounced the tolerance of extremism found in Britain.
So we need to become far more robust in identifying it and stamping it out across the public sector and across society. That will require some difficult and often embarrassing conversations. But the whole of our country needs to come together to take on this extremism. And we need to live our lives not in a series of separated, segregated communities, but as one truly united kingdom.
Police have yet to reveal the identity of the attackers. They have made a number of arrests, as I indicated earlier. President Trump, in brief remarks late Sunday in Washington, pledged U.S. support for Britain.
And we renew our resolve, stronger than ever before, to protect the United States and its allies from a vile enemy that has waged war on innocent life, and it's gone on too long. This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end.
In Manchester Sunday, pop singer Ariana Grande headlined a benefit concert for the victims of the May 22nd terrorist attack that killed 22 people just after her concert had ended. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir